Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
James and George is on the line with a new home that's coming with a stinky scent. Tell us what's going on.
Just got a home that had obviously been smoked in, not only cigarettes, but cigars from the previous owner.
Oh, yuck.
And yeah, and it is horrible, you know, and, you know, made my teenager just kind of sick even being in there. So, you know, was going to do a slight remodel before we moved in anyway. I mean, I knew maybe pull the carpet out, but other than that, I'm kind of at a loss. I didn't know, will painting help? Should I clean the ductwork? Or I'm just kind of really at a loss on maybe what I could do to get rid of the smell.
The problem is that smoke gets into everything. So are we talking about the entire house here, or is it just one room?
Oh, no, it's the entire house.
So in order to really clean out that smell, you would have to pull the carpet. I mean, you could have it clean, but I suspect that it you know, there's still going to be some residual. And then once you pull the carpet, then you have to paint the subfloor underneath the carpet
because it smokes, soaks in.
Yeah. So you need to use like a primer quality paint to seal in that smoke odor. You need to do the same thing with the walls and ceilings. They have to be washed and then reprimed. And of course, you got to get rid of any drapes or any other fabrics that are around.
Well, even wallpaper.
Yeah, that's a good point. Even wallpaper can soak it in.
Yeah. I noticed there was wallpaper in a couple of the rooms.
Yeah, and that all. So I think you're just going to have to tackle it, one step at a time. But basically, that smoke gets into everything, and you have to pull out those materials and seal underneath them in order to try to clear it.
Okay. And do you guys have any recommendations? Is there any way, like, to clean the ductwork or anything? I just didn't want to spend a bunch of money on all the rest of it, and then
the ductwork may just be dusty. I don't know that that's going to be the biggest problem. I think you're going to find that most of this odor is not so much the ductwork, because the ductwork is metal. You know, it doesn't really soak in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you're going to find most of this is going to be in the drywall and in the subfloor and in the carpet and in those surfaces. And that's why they have to be cleaned and primed and then repainted.
Something like with a sealer primer.
Yeah, I would recommend that you use like an oil-based primer for this because it really does a good job of sealing in whatever is underneath it. And that will be all you need at the subfloor. You can carpet back over that or put whatever flooring down you want over that. But for the walls, you can go ahead and prime them in, and then you could do a top layer of paint over that. But you got to do that first. I would use a solvent-based or oil-based primer for it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate you taking the call.
Yes, you're very welcome. Sorry that happened to you, and good luck with that project.